staff recommendation for assignment of Cerdex contract. Tim?
We previously updated the board that...
Turn off the... Oh, it's not in your eyes, if you're sitting.
No, it's not in my eyes. We previously updated the board that Cerdex's parent company, Ridgeworth, had been sold from SunTrust to Lightyear Capital. As a result of that, the legal structure of Ridgeworth is changing from a corporation to an LLC structure. Under the Investment Advisors Act of 1940, that constitutes a change of control, which requires the consent of all Ridgeworth investors, including Cicera, as an investor with Cerdex. So we're just coming to the board seeking formal direction to have the CEO execute the change of the consent order. From our perspective, it's a fairly routine item.
Routine.
I have a question,
Richard.
In this case, if we were to not give our consent, do we receive some protection about maybe the return of our funds in full or anything like that? A lot of times when these conversions take place, you kind of get an opt out because things have changed. Is that this case, or is this, you know? Do we have an opt-out option, and what is it, and what would be the impact of us taking it?
The opt-out provision, this is a separate account. So the opt-out would simply be we go into the 30 or 90-day notification period to terminate our contract with Cerdex, and we own the assets. We'd have a transition manager take them over in the interim.
Okay. So there's no, like, make whole because they're changing the name or the rules of the game.
I'm not sure what would be made whole.
If our account attended any losses, I guess.
There would be no losses associated with this particular change, right. Yeah. We can go back and review the contract for specific language, but it's our standard separate account contract with Cerdex.
Yeah, I'm not thinking it's in our contract. I'm thinking it's, like, it's referenced here. You know, under the Investment Act of 1940, I'm thinking that if we got any protection, that's where it would come from, not our individual contract, which doesn't think about these things normally.
I would have to discuss that with counsel.
Right. It actually increases the ownership interest of the employees, so it's actually a net positive for us.
Net positive for who?
For as an investor, because the employees in the firm actually own more of the firm after the transaction. So they're more.
But
they're
that more doesn't translate into a better rate of return.
No, but they're more.
For us, that's all we're talking about here.
But they're more incentivized. they're less likely to leave. They're
more. They have more. They have skin in the game.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. That's really not an investment decision. I mean.
Jerry?
I'm going to make a recommendation that we follow the that the CEO execute the consent request.
Second. Any other comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
Richard, one. Abstentions? Carries? Thank you, gentlemen.
Chair, I wonder if we're going to leave prior to two items on, so.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we should mention the PIMCO news that you all heard about. Marty, you want to take that?
Sure. It was announced yesterday. In fact, we were meeting with PIMCO in our offices when it was announced, and they didn't know that Mohammed Al-Aryan, who's very prominent at the firm, is leaving the firm. So it was quite a surprise to everyone, including the employees there. He's going to stay on with Allianz as an advisor, but he's leaving the PIMCO firm.
He's co-chair, isn't he? Yeah.
Wasn't supposed.
Isn't he co-chair?
He's CEO and co-CIO.
CIO and...
Co-CIO and CEO.
Yeah.
He's not going to a competitor?
No.
It has not been announced that he is, no.
He's not going back to Harvard?
Big deal.
He has not announced any plans beyond writing.
So we'll talk about this under staff comment, needing to do an on-site visit.
And there's... We can defer a little bit more of the discussion there, but there's going to be some personnel shifting, obviously.
Yeah, and they've laid out the personnel in a memo to us, who's changing.
Okay.
With that, this is my last meeting as a full-time employee. I'm going to continue to be involved on your account for Milliman for some period of time, and it's been a wonderful pleasure working for you all these years.
Bob, it's been a pleasure. Gonna miss you, Bob.
Was this a pact you had with Richard?
Yeah.
Yeah, we worked it a lot.
We've known each other a very, very long time. So.
Richard and I go back to long time, 84.
Is that when we did asset allocation?
Yeah.
Maybe back then.
85, actually. 85.
Was it?
First.
Okay. It was, Dorna Hellison was our first, you might say, asset allocation full consultant. Before that, we used SEI, which was performance measurement.
And they were, also had Sam DeKinder.
Well, we had DeMarsh. DeMarsh is who did our first asset allocation. And the competition was tough as to who would be our first consultant, and it was between Dorn and Hellison and DeMarsh. And
I want to thank you again for that decision.
Well, it wasn't mine. You know what really swayed the day was an appointed member announced to the rest of the group that he was a better board member than everybody else, and he was supporting DeMarsh, and that was it. DeMarsh was out there. It was a wonderful moment.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
I think a lot of you probably don't know that a new firm will be announced next week. It goes by the name EMC Squared, Ellerian, Milliman, and Cabral.
Okay. item 9, consider take possible action on staff recommendation to contract with vocational review services.